This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, stop me if you've heard this one before. The former co-CEO of Salesforce, the former Secretary of the Treasury, and the once upon a time Chief Technology Officer at Facebook, they all walk into a conference room together and there you go. It's the new interim board of directors for the best known AI company in the world. Not a joke. You might have heard OpenAI's old board with CEO Sam Altman had some beefs. That old board is mostly gone. Altman is still there. Now, OpenAI is technically a nonprofit and has an unusual, shall we say, corporate governance structure. Boards of directors, though, are by law a staple of U.S. corporations. What, though, does a board actually do? Marketplace's Matt Levin is on the Corporate Governance Explainer Desk today.
The origin story for boards of directors dates back to the ye olde guilds of medieval England. Blacksmiths and fishmongers and seafaring merchants would elect a council to set industry rules. When those councils met, they sat on a bench, which they called a board. Lumbar support was a luxury reserved for the council leader.
Everybody else sat on the bench next to the table. The chair at the head of the table is under chair. That's how they got the title chair.
Frank Gewirtz is a professor at the University of the Pacific's McGeorge School of Law. With the rise of the first big corporations like the British East India Company, that council evolved into modern boards of directors elected by shareholders.
Its purpose in many ways is to be a democratic institution so that we can say, well, there's somebody elected who's in charge.
The average Fortune 500 company has a board of about 11 members, give or take. For publicly listed companies, stockholders elect the board annually. Private corporations also have boards, often appointed by private investors. Board members typically meet every quarter and get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. Pretty sweet gig. Yoja Chang is an assistant professor at the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business.
We're talking about people in the highest echelons of the business world. Very typical to find people who are CEOs of other major corporations, people that have very high-level executive experience.
Chang says board members have to be available in times of crisis or scandal and help set strategic goals for the organization. But the number one job is basically to make sure the people running the company are doing their jobs.
One of the core responsibilities is hiring and firing the CEO. And as we've seen, that can have huge implications for the direction of an organization.
And that can be pretty awkward because CEOs are often on the boards of these corporations. Law school professor Frank Gewirtz says CEOs also have major sway on who sits on the board in the first place.
In terms of kicking out the CEO, that ironically is something that boards historically are reticent to do. And the complaint is they don't do it enough.
And even when they do, sometimes the CEO doesn't stay fired. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.